Oliver O. Foster by Margaret Hubert. Chapter 1. Oliver O. Foster looked at his watch for the third time. 2 more minutes left. He rested his hand on his head, which was propped up comfortably on his knee. 1 more minute. Voila! His bread was done. Oliver was quite the fan of bread. He liked it homemade and fresh. It wasn't that he was one of those teen chefs or a baker. He wasn't into that kind of thing. But when it came to bread, he simply got a wonderful sense of satisfaction by making his own bread. Tuesdays were bread days for Oliver. Oliver was a 17-year-old senior at Jericho High School in Vermont. He was the kid at school that no one would really talk about or inquire about unless he randomly died. If he died, then people would see the notice and think, gee, what a great kid, pity he's gone. He had a wonderful sense of humor and a sweet smile. That would be the polite and accurate thing to say. Indeed, he was a great kid. At school, he was never disagreeable, and he participated in typical high school activities, from cross country to the theater club that met every Thursday. Oliver's company was always something to be enjoyed. He didn't talk out of turn, and simply spoke when he knew he had something to say. He often found himself listening to the tragic breakup stories of girls, simply because they knew he would listen, give a few words of sympathy, and let them move on. He never went by a nickname, ever. Ollie sounded childish. Olive was a food. And liver? Well, that's simply another food. He thought that he could never go by the name of a food. Hey, liver, what's up? It just didn't sound right. Oliver did, however, love the O that went before his last name, O. Foster. Back when he was a little kid, he thought that the O was his own identity, more so an O than the letter preceding the name Foster. When people would say, O, he would jump in without hesitation and say, that's me, with the enthusiasm of a 5-year-old. That phase lasted until around 4th grade when he realized that it was a habit that he ought to break. He never, however, stopped referring to himself as Oliver O. Foster. He was a fan of those O moments in life. An O could be anything from a shriek of fear, to surprise, to a moment of realization, to a groan of disgust, to the polite thing to say when bad news had just been revealed.